You can't learn anything unless you write it down. I'll have some things to hand out to you here shortly. Look up on this board real quick. What does it say? 10% of what you read. How do you remember stuff, folks? Yes, you can read it. Yes, 15% of you, it's because you hear it. 80% of us, if we experience something, we learn it more. Okay, we learn it more if we experience. Let's have some fun and enjoy our day. Look up here at this board. For some of you, honestly, who here has been through any type of personality training at all? Been through people skill training. Okay, excellent. Who's done it like more than once? Okay, all right. This, you know what's needed? More than once. Need about, seven times? I mean, how many of us need to get it over and over to learn and hear it? If you are more outgoing in your personality type, raise your hand right now for me. You're more outgoing. Seriously. Okay, you all need to stand up and come up here with me. Okay, so we got this group down here. All right. All right, here we go. Now, all of you say, I'm a little more reserved than who I am. Okay, that's fine. You all just can go quietly to the back of the room and stay right back there for me. Okay? Stand up. Everyone who's reserved, you go to the back of the room. Stand up. You're right back there. Have to move. There you go. All right. Next. If you're more outgoing but yet task-oriented, I want you to go over this way. If you're more outgoing and people-oriented, I want you to go over here. If you're more reserved and task-oriented, I want you to go over here. If you're more reserved and people-oriented, I want you to go over here. You cannot stand in the middle yet. You can stay in the middle later. Right now, you got to say, ooh, where am I really? Am I really tasked? Do you like a lot of numbers? Do you like hanging out with people? Okay, there you go. That's what I like to see. Everybody take a look up here real quick. Now, there's a group over here that's more outgoing and task-oriented. Okay, it's what we call the D-dominant type group. Everybody say D-dominant. D-dominant. And then she drags her. You're with me. All right. What does it say up there? Dominant, direct, decisive, demanding, determined, doer. Look at what they are. This is the D-type personality type, all right? You know what's the hardest part about this group up here? They want to do what I'm doing. But you know what? They haven't quit their job yet, so they can't do this yet. All right, here we are. Here's the I-types. Who are they? Everybody say I-inspiring. I-inspiring. Here we go. What are they? They're inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interactive, impressive, and interested in people. This is the I-talk about like this all day long. This is them. This is who's having fun, who's on your job, and they don't get any work done because they're just talking to everybody. This is the group. This is having a great time in life. Here they are, but you got to have them. You know what? We're going to talk about the D-dominant type personality. Here's the I-type inspiring. We're going to go through that. Now, these are the outgoing personality types. Here comes the rest of you. You ready? The reserve type, but people-oriented. The supportive type personality. Look up there. They're supportive, steady, stable, sweet, status quo, and shy. Everybody go, oh. That's them. This is the group. Yeah, we're going to talk about how awesome this group is because the largest percentage of people are actually the S-type personalities. We'll go through that. And then who do we end with? We end with the C-type, cautious personality type. Who are they? They're right over here. They're cautious. They're calculating. They're competent, conscientious, contemplative. They're careful. Okay? They like certain things just right. They like things organized a certain way. Anybody here married to someone who's just like that? Me too, okay? Folks, this is, you know what? I've been to churches, I've been to education, I've been to different states and different countries and done the same breakout. You know what? It has nothing to do with your religion, what color your skin is, or anything. Personality types are personality types. It breaks out everywhere. How and who we work with people is the most important thing. We'll talk about sitting across people and networking today. We are going to hand out. Everybody get one of these. Do not, you know what, this is like one of the standardized tests in education. Do not open this pamphlet until I tell you to, okay? Please just leave it right there in front of you. And here is that for you. Everyone get your pen handy because you're about ready to do a little bit of work. But this is not rocket science work. Don't you worry about it. Okay, here we go. With this, here's the instructions. Now, here's what we tell people. First of all, when you're starting to understand personality types and what's going on, it is not the responsibility of the person on the other side of the table to relate to you. It's your responsibility to relate to them. We're going to discuss that. The other thing we want to talk about today is in regards to your growth cycle and who you are and where you are and what's going on, we say this about who knows the tomato theory. Okay, the tomato theory is this. If a tomato is green, what is it doing? It's growing. And if it's red, it's ripe. What's the next stage? Rot. That's it. It's rot. Here's the thing. I tell people, how many of you actually think you've arrived? You know it all. You've made it in life. Here's who I am. That's who I'll always be. Guess what you're about ready to do? Rot. Okay? You're going right down the tubes. Folks, we've got to change how we think. Because if you're not in a growth mode, guess who else knows you're not in a growth mode? Everybody you work with, your kids, everyone around you, if they don't see you growing, then you know what? Fine. You're not going to grow. I'm not going to grow. You're going to be who you are. Fine. I'm who I am. It is our responsibility to learn how to relate to people and keep growing because people want to see that from us. All right, here we go. Here's a little bit of fun. On this form, here's what you see. You are going to see. I got to get this up right here. All right, everybody, look at this form. Here's what you're going to do. Grab your pen, and for the next minute, you're going to sit back, and you're going to find number one and circle number one. Then find number two, circle number two. Find number three. You go right through, and you get as high as you can on this front page. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Crank it up. Crank it up. Don't worry. There's just not a lot of pressure. There's just a whole lot of pressure. Don't worry. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Now, find them faster because you want to win. You want to be, especially you D's. You D's, you can't be last place. You're dominant. You're the winners. You're the one that take it all. Is it easy when people talk to you? You're trying to find number five, and then you're trying to find number six and trying to get through them? Keep going. Keep going. How much longer do we have? Coming down. Coming down to the wire. Find them. Go faster. Go faster. Find it. Find it. You know what you're doing. Make it happen. Okay. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Who got more than 10? Raise your hand. More than 15? More than 20? Oh my. More than 25? How many did you get?
29.
Okay, now, everybody look at your form. Everybody look at the very top. You see on the left hand, you see the line at the very top, above, right above number 66? See that little dot up there? Take that and draw a straight line down the page to the bottom there, to the left of number 84. And now, look across the page, right between 57 and 79, and draw a line across there. I want you to follow something. This is 29 right here, all right? Take a look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Everybody follow me? Now, this time, you're going to start all over. I want you to find number one. You're going to put an X on it. Then go to number two, then to number three. Everybody, we're going to see what we can do. On your marks, get set, go. All right, moving faster, feeling good, making it happen. Good job. Going faster. Speed is good. Everyone's smiling now. No stress. This is good. The last 15 seconds coming up. When this song ends, we're done. Dun, 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 dun. Pens down, please. 1 minute later. First of all, who got more than last time? All right. Rocket scientists are in here. I love that. Okay, this is perfect. All right, who got more than 20? More than 25. More than 30. More than 35. Wow, more than 40. Okay, right, what did we get for the highs?
36.
Awesome, awesome. Is it easier when you understand the pattern? It's always easier when you understand the pattern. Do you understand? People are no different. The problem is most of us have never studied the pattern to understand it, and it could be so simple. What were the first two questions that we asked to kind of break the room out? Are you more outgoing or are you more reserved? Are you more people or are you more task-oriented? For any of you in here who have any employees that work for you, there's only two questions you need to ask to understand probably where their head's at when you bring them on board. How you get to know somebody. Those are two great questions because you'll understand why they respond the way they respond. But most people never ask that question. They're just kind of going on a gut feel. But yet those two questions kind of give you an insight to everybody. Everyone open up the inside of that piece of paper. We're going to take some quick notes, some quick jot down here. And at the very top of that page, would you please circle the word outgoing? Circle the word outgoing at the top of the page. At the bottom of the page, circle the word reserved. Are you more outgoing or are you more reserved? And over on the left-hand side, we said, hey, are you more task-oriented? Circle task. Or are you more people-oriented? Circle people. Now, what are we trying to understand here? Again, these are the main components that help us understand people and know where they fall out and how they communicate and how they think. This is our own personal wiring. It's not about men or women. It's just how we're wired, how we think in regards to our personalities. Let's write down these words. For the D's, our first word was what? Dominant. First word is dominant. D, dominant. The next one was direct. Direct. Demanding. Notice how I say D's with demanding. Decisive. They don't make a decision later, they make it now. And I'm going to make it for you. All right, that's their special gift. Determined. Y'all thought you were going to eat your lunch. Okay, here we go. Doer. You're a doer. Now, one of the things we talk about, you see that final D that's on there? There's something called the Achilles heel for every one of these personality types. The one thing that kind of holds you back from being great at your D personality type or great at your I or S, or so here you go. That word is defiant. Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, who here is a D child? Your child is a D dominant. You know what? They don't know how to say they're sorry. They really don't need to tell you they're sorry. It's kind of like being the Fonz, man. You didn't have to say the word. You just, or whatever. You know, it's life, and that's okay. This is their personality. This is their special gift, but defiance, it's a hard one for them. They got to come through that. Let's move on to the eyes. Eyes are inspiring. Inspiring. They're influencing. They're impressionable. Interactive. Impressive. Wow, look at me. And involved. Now, eyes, hold on to your seats, because here it comes. Sometimes we can be a little bit illogical. Oh, we're having a great time doing it, but there's no facts to back it up. Man, we're just having a super time over here. Eyes, while we are having such a great time and we are so fired up about everything, sometimes we got to back up what we're doing and give the facts to it. So eyes, that's a big part. That's our Achilles heel. Let's move on to the S's down below. S's, here we go. What are you? You are supportive. S's are supportive. They're steady. They're stable. They're sweet. They're status quo. Sometimes they're a little bit shy. All right, S's, hold on to your seats. There's sometimes with the S personality types, because they are some of your best team players ever on your team. They want to support everybody, make sure everyone's coming along and they're together. But you know what happens to them? Sometimes they get abused because there's one two-letter word they cannot say, and that is no. So sometimes they're the sucker. They're the sucker. I mean, they keep getting dragged into it because it's not easy for them to say, like a D's going, what do you mean you can't say no? What's the big deal? You tell them no, you get in their face, and then you move on. That's just what you do as a D. S's are like, I mean, how do you do that to people? I mean, what do you mean? You say that to people? Are you kidding me? That's just what happens. Folks, that is just absolute opposite personality thinking. That's all it is. People are people. S's, it's a challenge for you. It's something to come through. Here we go. C's, are you ready? C's are what? They're cautious. C's are very cautious. They're calculating. They're competent. They're very conscientious. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. Conscientious. That's right. They're very careful. They're very contemplative. Contemplative. Now, C's, I realize you got all the facts and figures and your spreadsheet is perfect and we know it's all right. But sometimes because you have all the facts and all the figures, you can come off a little bit cold because it's only about the numbers and it's only about this. That's where the balance comes in of understanding where do you fall out. Okay, let's move back up to the D's. D's, here we go. What is it about D's? They like to what? I like to win. No matter who I got to drive over with a steamroller, I'm going to win because I'm a D, and that's what we're going to win. I like to win. Number two on there, I like to plan for the future. I like to plan for the future. And I like new ideas, especially my own. Because I'm a D. I got all sorts of great ideas. We got stuff we're going to do. We're going to make things happen. I like results. I like results. I like to be my own. That's right. Take ownership. Want to run with it. I like to move fast. Let's go. We're not going to wait. If we're going to do it, let's do it now. We're not going to wait around all day. We're going to go make this thing happen. Let's go knock it out. Next on here, I like a challenge. Bring it on. There is not a D that I've met that does not want the challenge, okay, to make it happen. You know what's interesting is we go through these personality types. Dr. Robert Rome, who's with Personality Insights out of Georgia, who I work with, it's interesting. He was brought on board when the Arizona Diamondbacks first came on board as a team. He was brought on board to sit back and evaluate, do a whole personality profiling of their team before they actually brought anyone on their team. Do you know what they were looking for in their team? What personality type do you really want on a baseball team? Do y'all realize baseball's not a team sport? It's an individual sport. You either want to catch every ball, strike everybody out, or hit everything all by yourself. Nobody can help you do that. Either you want to do it all or you don't. You know what they wanted? Every position to be a D except the catcher. Because they needed someone who would study every batter, know where they like, will get on the game film, will go through. See, they wanted, that is the person who just needs to understand everything, where everything's at, so they can literally guide that field. Pitcher, I just want you to strike everybody out. I want to dominate you. You want to be a center fielder who will chase everything down and climb over the wall to get it. And then you want someone who wants to hit every ball out of the park and hit every ball that comes across that plate. They built a team of Ds, and in 2 years, they were World Series champions. And he always does this. You ever see him speak? He describes this. He just goes like this, and he puts his World Series rings right there. He goes, yeah, it was pretty impressive what I did for him. They gave him a ring. God, it's just awesome to see what happens when you put the right people in the right position. Some of you read that Good to Great book. It's all about the right people on the right bus. And the reality is there are some positions where certain personalities fit better than others. And that's okay. Don't ever hold someone back from becoming better in who they are because we got them in the wrong seat. Get them to where they could be very successful and don't feel bad about it. Man, it's not literally. You can go be successful in another location. We just got to help you get there. All right, let's move on to those eyes. Eyes, you ready? I like to be liked. I like to be liked. We want everyone to like us. I like to express my ideas and feelings all the time. Sometimes, just, you know, it's a lot. We share a lot of our ideas and feelings. We just keep it going and rolling. I like being in front of a group. And a camera, thank you very much for sharing that. Yes. All right. Love to be in front of a group, share in front of people. I like surprises. Who's the person at your office that sits back and they tell you it's their birthday coming up? Man, it's the eyes. They want you to bring them something. All right, that's just how these guys are wired. They want to get that gift. Bring it to me. I like lots of fun activities. Fun activities. That word fun, if you meet someone who I consider a true I in their personality type, that is the one word they use all the time. Well, is it going to be fun? Is it, we're going to have fun doing that? You know, don't have a meeting and expect an I to enjoy it if there's nothing in there that's enjoyable. Because if it's not fun, they really don't care to go. That's just it. I mean, don't take me to something that's just going to be, why are we doing this? Is it going to be a good? That is a word you'll hear eyes use all the time when even their spouse talks. Well, so we're going to go to this. Well, is it going to be fun? What are we doing? Why are we going to do it if we're not going to enjoy ourselves? Understand, think about the people you have on your team and how you hold meetings and what are you doing to them? Because you're losing them right when they came in because they know what the last meeting was like. How do you spice it up a little bit for those eyes? All right, next on here, I like recognition. Recognition. There's not an eye out there that doesn't like recognition. They want the big plaque with their name on it. There's some people who could care less that they're ever recognized. But eyes are like, give me the shiny red star or something that blinks so everyone knows it was me, that I did it. I made it happen. Thank you. They love to be up front. They want to be recognized. And folks, you have some people who cannot even stand it. Don't ever bring me up front. And then you have those who are going, somehow get them up front. Let them present something. Let them do something and use that gift they've got because that is just, it's going to light up their world when you make it happen. Those are the eyes. Eyes love to be up front. Let's move on to those S's. Here we go. I like to be accepted. ACC, accepted. I like teamwork and cooperation. Man, they love teamwork and cooperation. Guys, let's work together. Let's make this thing happen. I like sticking with what works. Don't change this up on me. Why are we changing this? Man, it's working just fine. Why don't we go with what we've got? All right, that's an S. That's how S's think. It's great. I like harmony. I like harmony. I like things to stay the same. We don't need to change anything. We're okay. Let's just go with that. And I like peace. P-E-A-C-E. S's, I'm telling you, folks, look at those characteristics right there and understand you have got team players that they are just right there. Okay? And this is just kind of their special gift that they bring to the team every time. C's, here we go. I like to be right. And if you don't think I'm right, allow me to bring you to my computer and let me show you why I'm right. Because it's rare that I am wrong as a C-type personality. Because I can back it all up. Unlike you I's, I can actually back up the work I just did and show you why it worked out so well. Next thing, I like to know what is expected. Folks, there's not a C in our teams, a cautious type personality that sits back. You know what? They don't want to. Hey, we're thinking about it. We got a great idea. Okay, that's nice. You got a great idea. How are we going to do that? Okay, what are we planning on getting out of this? Why? All right, they're the questioners. They're the ones that think through it all. Next, all right, I like an established pattern. Tell me how. Tell me why. What's the process? Let's go do it. This is how it works. Fantastic. Allow me to identify the process. Allow me to put the details into the process to help you with your pattern. That's where C's have their gifts. Next one here, I like clear instructions. Guess who reads the manuals? The C's do. They were built for a reason, right, C's? I's don't even know what an instruction book looks like. All right? We just kind of open it up and get going. There's extra parts. It still works. Let's go with it. All right? That's just what happens. That's okay. I like finishing what I start. Now, did y'all hear the way I said that? Who is that? That's my wife looking at me going, I like finishing what I start, Scott. Well, she's a C, and I'm an I. Who are the greatest starters in the world? I's. Dude, we can start everything. We get nothing done, but we start it all. Where C's, my wife, she has already pre-planned it a month in advance of how it will all play out because she's not going to put it together the night before. And some of you are on your team, you're so frustrated because you got eyes going, well, it's done, isn't it? I was up till 3 a.m., but it's done. What do you care? That's how they work, folks. But what's hard is if they're in a detailed position with many other people who are, things have to be a certain way, but they're like, relax. Man, I'll get it done I'll get it done. Don't worry. How about a week ago? You would have gotten it done? Well, it wouldn't do then. It's due tomorrow, so I'll get it done tonight. I mean, that's how they work. C's, it was done it was done way ago. I like organizing things. They don't like it, folks. They love it. They live for it. They live for the opportunity to make sure that all their folders on the hard drive are specific and they have details and purpose. Have you ever been inside of someone who's, you ever seen a high C teacher? Every cubby hole is perfect. Every box, you look in their offices, pictures are a certain way. Again, look at Simon I's office. Man, it's just got toys everywhere. It's got pictures, it's got fun stuff, it's whatever. Folks, these are the personality types that make a difference in understanding people to make it go forward. Let's move back up to the top. Let's talk about percentages. Look on the inside there by the D. 10% of the population are the D-type personalities. 10%. 25 to 30% are I types. 30 to 35% are the S's. And 20 to 25% are the C cautious types. Now, what are the secret tips? You ready? Look at those secret tips. D's, exclamation mark, green. All right, thinking about money, before you can be in authority, you must first learn how to be under authority. Next one, eyes. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Okay, it's not always about us. Though all the T-shirts say it's about us, it's not always about us. All right? We love those t-shirts. S's, don't be afraid to say, what part of no don't you understand? Now, who here and here were my S's? Who here stood back here and said, I'm an S? All right. You look at that phrase going, I could never say that. You've learned how to. Okay. You've adapted in who you are and what's going on. See, that's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Now, here we go. Secret tip, last one. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. C's, I'm telling you, that's that whole cold side. Let them know there's warmth. I'm going to back this up, but let them know there's some warmth there. Now, here's what I want to do. There's a whole thing about research that we go through and what we study and where all this really comes from. And what has happened is through all the research that's been done and everything else, if we can, who are two D's? Who are my two D's? One. I need you all just to, y'all are going to be coming up here. Who are two I's? Who are two I's I had? One. Okay, good. Y'all come up here. And then I need two S's. And we have two C's. Yes? Was there a third one said I'm a C? And y'all now know you're a C? Okay, you're going to help me out over here, and you're going to help run this. Everyone always says, where's the research come from? Well, you're about ready to find out. It comes from the Family Feud. That's where it comes from. This stuff gets serious, folks. The Family Feud is really where you learn all this kind of stuff. I'll explain why here in a second. I need one D right here. I need one D right over here. Okay, here we go. Need one I right here. Need one I right over here. I need one S right here. One S over there. One C. Okay, here's our final closeout. You all have just learned the very basics, right, of personalities and having fun. I want everyone thinking, if you think you've changed a little bit and you think you're now someplace else, or no matter where you are, if you're a D, go to D. If you're I, go to I. If you're S, go to S. If you're C, go to C. Go break out real quick into quadrants. I got to show you something. Go right where you were. If you were, if you think you've changed, that's okay. If you were, here's where the D's are. I's are over here. S is over here. C's are over here. All right. Oh, now you're leaning that. Oh, look at that. She's sitting here going, I don't think I'm really that way. I'm really this way. I mean, it's interesting to watch people shake. Choose one, because I'm going to have you move in a second to your other. So which one are you dominant to? You're really over here.
Yeah, really.
And you know how you know that? Because she's standing here going, no, Scott, this is what I am. That's what she is. She's a D-dominant personality type. And that's okay. I'm all you got, okay? Now, here's what I want you to do. Everybody move to your second trait. You may start where you are, but where do you move to? What's your second place you go? If you start as an S, some of you just may be pure S's, and that's fine. You're a pure C. Where do you go to? Okay. Okay, here we are. Now, I want to show you. Just think about your family real quick because we got to wrap this up. Here's the deal. This is my daughter. Are you right here with us? You went from there?
I'm really right in the middle.
You're pretty flatline all the way around. Okay. It is so rare, but it does happen. Where, you know, it's just kind of they're right here. They're even keel. Let me just show you all this. This is my daughter, Reagan. She's now 12. When she took this in our teen study, her D is really about here. Every day I know her D is about here. Okay, I mean, I know how my daughter's wired. Now, this is one. James, will you hold that for me, please? Okay, you ready over here? Here's me. All right? I'm an IS. My daughter, she's a DI. You know what she's great at? She's in dance. Put her on a stage because she knows it and she knows she's good, and let me entertain you. So she's a DI. She loves to be in front of people. Okay? I'm an IS. I love being in front of people, but I want to do it in teamwork. Now, here's the deal. In my management scenario, look what happens with me. I have an I, I'm an S, and then I go to D. I don't really. Do I do details because I have to? Yes. But that's not my strength. But I am an IS. When I'm in management with people, guess what I do? I have a great time. I want us to do it as a team. Don't cross me. Because then I go right over here, and I will flip my lid over, and I'll go, I'll be right over, and I will get in your face if I have to, because I want to do it over here, folks. But my problem is I go right to here immediately. I don't work my way around. I come right to here, and that's part of it. Now, next one. If you'll hold my son, Hunter, you'll hold my daughter, Paxton. Now, Hunter has autism. So he has Asperger's, okay, a form of autism. He's actually higher on the C category, but when he thinks about himself, but they're both S's and C's. Paxton, look how much S. She is all supportive. I mean, she's the one. She'll be a teacher. She'll be the greatest mom ever. She is just all S, man. Everyone's her friend. Everyone. S's have friends everywhere, okay, because who they are. So these are who they are with special gifts. Now, here's my wife, the C. Okay? Look at mine and look at hers. Are there some differences here? Yeah. Okay, there's called lightning and thunder. And then I also say there's also passion. But either way, there's lightning and thunder. Why? Because we'll never think of things the same way. Folks, the reason I break this out is because your team is exactly like this. Nobody's the same. No one's the same anywhere we go. My family of five isn't the same. But yet we have to learn how to work with each other. That's why people are what life and business are all about. It's not about your textbook. It's about the people you work with and help them become better and understanding who they are on that side of the table. Because now, for some of you, you've got all the knowledge. They don't have any, so it's up to you to relate to them. All right? Thanks for being a part of this. Enjoyed it. So let's get back down to networking. Here we go, everybody.